Women and children in the Caribou camp for displaced are often plagued by ailments due to malnutrition and poor feeding habits. These vulnerable populations will soon have their medical needs met with the help of mobile clinics. Improved security in and around Mogadishu has allowed for an increase in humanitarian efforts and projects. The Somali National Army, backed by troops from the African mission in Somalia, has driven the Al-Qaeda-linked fighters out of Mogadishu and most of southern and central Somalia. Already, 300 people are being served by one mobile clinic deployed to a small section of Caribou. Isaac Hassan Abdi is the chairman of the Caribou camp.
The people here are needy. They've come from various regions such as Bai, Bakol, Gedo, Lower Shabelle, and Middle Shabelle. They left their homes because of famine and they don't have food and medicine.
The mobile clinics are owned by the Somali National Army and managed by the non-profit Bankrupt Global Development and Hope for Life International. The clinics also provide additional training for nurses like Hamdi Abdullah, who works there.
Coming patients with different diseases such as skin disease, children cough, diarrhea, mama pregnancy, coming different diseases.
In one day, Hamdi Abdullah and her colleagues can treat up to 60 people, mostly women, children, and elderly men. Mobile clinics have been serving displaced populations in and around Mogadishu for over a year now. With scarce health facilities, mobile clinics are providing crucial health care services to Somalia's most vulnerable. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.